This is Monday Night Fallout with your hosts, Double L, Loverboy Langlois, Minister of Sinister, and T-Rock Plutonium. And now, it's time for Fallout.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Fallout, and Money in the Bank is still going on right now. The men's Money in the Bank match is going on, and Rusev Day and Samoa Joe and Miz and everybody's involved in this match, and what a pay-per-view. What a couple 5 hours it's been. Let's go right to our phone lines. First on the line with us is our good friend and the owner and operator of World Generation Podcast Network, Minister!
Oh, hell.
Hey. Couple of surprises for me in this one.
I didn't mean to out you on the air as the owner. I'm sorry. It was me!
Yeah, I was trying to just keep it cool and run along with it, but you confirmed it when you said you didn't mean to out me. No, listen, man, that doesn't matter because we're partners. But listen, I had no idea it would be Kofi Kingston, man. I really thought it would be Big E or even Xavier Woods. Kofi, to me, it was a big shocker, man.
Well, you know what? It could have been. I would have liked to have seen Xavier because he's the least utilized. Oh, and Finn Balor just goes into everybody standing out there, and he's just getting all ready to go. Look at that. Find a ladder, climb it. Also on the phone with us is the Legends champion, Double L. Loverboy.
Yo, what is going on, everybody? I'm just now getting into the whole pay-per-view. I was off doing Father's Day stuff, and wow. I was in shock it was Kofi just because he's the most exciting out of the three New Day members for a Money in the Bank match. You know, he's the one that brings the most energy and the most excitement to it. So it didn't surprise me. In fact, I'm pretty happy about it.
And Samoa Joe comes leaping through the ring, and Braun Strowman again being ganged up on. I don't know, like, I'm excited for this match, and it's interesting that it's on. I'm also a little, like, I think WWE could have shrunk this pay-per-view down a bit by kind of speeding up the beginning of the Nakamura AJ Styles match, because it got going towards the end, but that was a good match. And let's go to the phone line. Christian from Philadelphia.
Hey guys, I'm watching the pay-per-view still right now. I'm watching the Men's Money in the Bank ladder match.
Yeah, we all are. That's exactly what we're doing. And we're going by my feed, so listen up what's happening now. Actually, Braun Strowman and KO is setting up a table, and Samoa Joe is going to coquina Braun Strowman. All right, so quick, instant reaction. Who is going to win this match? I say it's going to be Samoa Joe. Minister of Sinister, who do you got?
I still have the Miz, man. Underhanded move.
Miz, Double L, who do you got?
I'm going to go with Finn Balor.
Finn and Christian in the car. Who do you got?
Miz.
Christian in the car is the Miz.
Miz.
All right. Fair enough. And now they're holding Braun Strowman down so Kevin Owens can go to a top of a ladder. He is not going to do this. This is not acceptable. And Braun Strowman's fighting out. This is going to be a hard-hitting match. The women's money in the bank match.
Oh, shit.
Hold on, Christian, you're in a car, so I'm going to mute it. I'm going to mute you, Christian, because, oh, my God. Like, everybody wanted Lana to win the Women's Money in the Bank match. Like, they didn't, but she was, like, so over in that match. So, of course, she wasn't going to win. And this is not going to end well for Kevin Owens as Braun Strowman brings him on top of this ladder. And I don't even know if he wants to get... No. Holy crap. Man. And Kevin Owens is dead.
Oh my God.
And you can see the cardboard that he landed on is in shambles and he's hurt. And that's okay, though, because I don't think Braun Strowman is going to take this. But as we're not going to go over our predictions tonight. We're going to save that for tomorrow night on Fallout. But I just want to let you know that the women's title match, even though I had the Money in the Bank winner wrong, I knew that they were going to cash in. Ronda Rousey still gets her victory, and Alexa Bliss becomes the new women's champion. And now Braun Strowman is just... Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Like, and he broke the ladder. He's just like, come on. Like, I don't know. Minister, what is your – look at the Miz. Minister, what was your favorite match of this pay-per-view? Or is this one it? Or what did you like? I personally like Nakamura, Styles, and Elias versus Seth. Minister?
Sorry about that. I had myself muted. I started watching during the Seth Rollins Elias match. For some reason, I was the only one who did not know the pay-per-view started at 60 and Central. And I thought it started at, you know, normal three-hour pay-per-view, man. I had no idea it was a four-hour thing. Jesus. So I missed, you know, several matches. But, Elias and Seth Rollins, from what I caught, thought it was a great freaking match. And also the other one that you mentioned, AJ and – oh, yeah, man, AJ and Nakamura. Damn it, that was a good match, man. They left it all out there in the ring tonight, those two guys. Kudos.
And, you know, we were – a lot of us were wrong about a lot of things tonight. A lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
And – I don't know, since you don't know, we'll go over it as Finn Balor gets thrown out and Bobby Roode is in there. I don't think Bobby Roode has a chance of winning, and it's sad for Glorious, but Daniel Bryan beat Big Cass. Like, I am amazed. I was not expecting that. Double L. What do you think of that outcome? I know you didn't see the match, but you're finding out now.
Yeah, no, I'm on WWE.com, and I'm looking at the results. That does surprise me a lot because that buries Big Cass. If they're trying to push this guy, I mean, what does that do for him? You know, Brian doesn't need to go over. Big Cass does, so I'm kind of shocked by that.
Well, that's what you get for beating up a midget. You're not supposed to.
You know,
seriously,
what, guys,
Minister...
I'm pretty sure that I made the call for Big Cass to win on Fallout last week. But if you go to World Generation Podcast Network and check out my predictions that I did Thursday on Fatal 4-Way Radio, I actually said that Daniel Bryan would win the match. I just, you know what? The thing about it is, man, is that I just see them done with Big Cass, man. I think that he, you know, didn't try hard enough to grab that brass ring, that imaginary brass ring that Triple H and Vince McMahon talk about and shit. I think they laid it out for him, and he did not grab it, and so there you go, man. He got the Sandow treatment, or he's a
you
know, he
keep
might even get released.
You can't keep changing your predictions, man. You change them Monday. Well, I guess
I had no, you know what, and I said this on. On Fatal 4-Way Radio, I had no idea what predictions I made Monday, man. I was completely obliterated.
I don't remember either. But we'll go over them tomorrow, and we'll see if we were right or wrong.
but
you know what? You get
Fatal 4-Way Radio predictions on paper.
well, that's good.
Rusev standing tall, guys. Rusev, look out.
He's not going to get it. No, there's no way. Rusev, people love him in the Rusev day, but it's too early. It's only been in 5 hours, so we can't end it yet. You know, it has to go another like 47 minutes. Let's go to Christian in the car. Christian, Daniel Bryan beating Big Cass. I don't think any of us thought that. What do you think?
Hold on.
I think Big Cass is getting the test treatment.
The test treatment?
Yes.
So he's going to marry Stephanie McMahon?
No, the part where he goes nowhere.
Oh,
in his career.
That seems like exactly what they're going to do. And The Miz and Kofi fighting on the top of this ladder.
Kofi.
I'd like to see Kofi win it, because the Freebird New Day rule, that'd be cool. I think that would be...
That would be cool. It'd be really cool.
That'd be a good thing. They could each try to cash in, et cetera, et cetera. And now Finn Balor, I don't think he has a... I don't think he's going to win it. I personally don't see it. I don't see it. All right, so the second match of the night... It's funny, they started Money in the Bank tonight with three matches that really didn't matter. I mean, yeah, the Daniel Bryan match was fine, and it was good and everything. Well, yeah, and the pre-show, Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson versus the Bludgeon Brothers. And here's the thing. What a good match. And I almost thought for a second, Finn Balor going to the top of the ladder. He is going to Cootie Grass. And he cootie grassed his knee. Cootie grass. Oh, and Degrassi is cheering. Cootie Degrassi. And up he goes. No, the Bludgeon Brothers, like, Gallows and Anderson should have won that, man. They were so over. They were so over in that match. And I know Double L didn't see that. Jesus. Double L didn't see that match, but, I would suggest going back and watching it, because the Gallows and Anderson put forth a great effort in that pre-show. So,
tomorrow. Yeah, I'm off tomorrow, so I plan on watching the entire pay-per-view tomorrow.
Kristen,
yeah,
Did you see the pre-show?
Yeah, I was hoping Sanity would debut and cost the match. I was hoping for that.
And Kofi Kingston now on the back of Braun Strowman. I was pleasantly surprised, and the Good Brothers did a really good job. And, you know, I would have put the titles on them, frankly. Like, that was how over they were.
This is it.
Oh! No, it's not it. Hush, you're behind. Or
we
you're
have
ahead
a
of
winner,
me.
Guys.
You're ahead of me. No. Why are you ahead of me?
Damn it.
Don't be ahead of me.
Damn it.
And of course, there it is. And how many of us called that? Everybody. Except
King
me, Minister of Sinister, Double L, Christian, and everybody else. I don't think anybody called
King
Braun who called Braun Strowman? I want to know. Who called?
Well, we all called him multiple times, but, you know, it came down to the final predictions. We didn't.
The only one on Fatal 4-Way Radio is that called Braun Strowman was Batman.
I'll go back tomorrow and listen to Fallout and see who called Braun Strowman. It's very interesting. Braun Strowman wins the Money in the Bank. Very interesting. KO taken out. We see it again. He goes through the cardboard. And he gets taken out through the air cardboard mattress and takes the fall like a true stuntman that he is. And Braun Strowman, and he just breaks the ladder. Like, how could you vote against Braun Strowman, really? But I think that we all thought that Braun Strowman was such an obvious choice, right? I mean, they were smart.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it was, T-Rock. It was almost too... Because you know when the WWE pushes somebody like that so much week over week, they don't end up putting it on them, whether it be a belt or Money in the Bank or what, or Royal Rumble, whatever. So I'm actually kind of surprised. I'm surprised, but I'm not all at the same time. That's the best way to put it.
I'm not surprised.
Well, so
I'm not surprised
now that we're done with Money in the Bank, we can get to our review and then be done with our review. And then tomorrow night we'll go more in detail and we'll see the ramifications of tonight's what's going on. But after Daniel Bryan and Big Cass's match, there was, again, the first couple matches were awful. Not awful, but nobody cared. Sami Zayn versus Bobby Lashley. And Bobby Lashley beat the crap out of Sami Zayn. I mean, I don't think any of us were wrong about that. Minister of Sinister, you did not catch that match, but are you surprised that Bobby Lashley won?
No, I am not surprised at all. We all called that. We all expected Bobby Lashley to win, and that's exactly what happened. Now, what goes on from here is, you know, I mean, is there going to be a rubber match? Do you expect Sami Zayn to, you know, challenge again for another match? We have pay-per-view coming up. What is it, Extreme Rules?
Yeah.
That's usually where feuds are settled, which is quite strange considering that Nakamura did not win tonight. You know, if Nakamura would have won tonight, they could have settled it at Extreme Rules. Or I don't know where they're going with that. But nevertheless, Extreme Rules is where they settle things usually. And to me, a lot of things got settled tonight.
I'm going to have to put full attention to this Hardy Boys thing after eventually another day. Because I want to see this 24. Like, I want to see this. Like, I have an autographed picture of Jeff Hardy. I am a Hardy Boys fan. I know, Double L, you are a Hardy Boys fan.
Yes.
Totally.
I definitely have to watch this, like, full on. So you're right. I got to stop it now and get out because I'm with you. I got to watch the whole thing from start to end.
It's
a
commercial,
and
though. Come on.
It's a commercial? Are you sure it's not the thing?
No, it says it's on now. I've got my WWE Network up on my Xbox.
Oh,
it's on now. Yeah.
It's on now? So how do we get the replay or what? What the hell?
Oh, it'll be in the archive. They always are.
Yeah, you would think they'd play the replay, though, for Money in the Bank.
Right?
Or not. Yeah.
Typically they do, yeah.
Okay, so
yeah,
Double
I'm
going to
put the replay on.
Are you surprised that Bobby Lashley beat Sami Zayn?
Are you meaning that as a rhetorical question? Because that's really all it is. I mean, no, we all called it. We all called it that Lashley was going to kick the shit out of him, and that's exactly what he did. I mean, this was a stupid – we've all been saying how stupid this whole matchup's been from the start. You know? So, no, it doesn't surprise me at all. And, yes, I'm fully supplied. Don't worry.
They don't even have the replay up yet, guys.
No, I thought they always do it. This WW24 though is going to be hugely rated though. People are going to watch it because people are just like all of us. They're just like us. They're like, wait a minute, this is on now. We should watch this instead of listening to our podcast,
yep,
which you should do. And you can go on WrestleCorp.com. WrestleCorp.com. We are there. The thread is open. Christian, are you surprised that Bobby Lashley beat Sami Zayn?
No, but something tells me this feud is not over yet. We're going to see more cringy shit on Monday Night Raw tomorrow.
Is that your official prediction?
Yeah, this feud's not over yet.
Yeah, I don't think so either, which is a shame. Because it should be.
Wait a minute. What
but
feud?
What, Minister?
What feud? What feud was he talking about?
Bobby Lashley versus Sami Zayn.
Oh, yeah. It's probably not over, and that's the most sickening part of it. Because they're probably going to... This will probably culminate, guys, at SummerSlam. We're going to do next month. And then SummerSlam as well. I mean, this is headed into total fiasco, guys. Total fiasco.
By the way, I have news about SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bring it.
Brock Lesnar is not going to be at SummerSlam.
What?
Of course not. Why would he defend his title that nobody cares about anymore?
I can't believe it.
Makes perfect sense. Okay, so moving on, I think the match of the night, there's two matches of the night, really, but this is the number one. I think this was shorter, it was better, it hit better, and the ending was a huge surprise. None of us thought that Seth, well, I don't know, we'll have to see tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow for Monday Night Fallout. But I sure thought Elias was going to win this, and I was not thinking Seth Rollins was going to win, but what a friggin' match, Minister of Sinister. You caught this match. I mean, tell me the truth. This was a good fucking match.
Man, it was a great match. Elias held his own. He proved that he can go. I mean, you know, when you're out there with Monday Night Rollins and freaking Seth freaking Rollins and shit, I mean, you got to put on a show. You got to hold your own. I mean, don't get me wrong. Seth Rollins can carry somebody. But shit, he did not have to carry Elias in this match. Elias did a fine job holding his own weight in this match. And from what I saw, I don't know how much. I caught at least, I want to say at least 8 minutes, maybe even 10 of this match. I don't know how long it was, but I caught a good bit of it. And I thought it was just a great match, man. A fantastic exhibition. Okay, as far as pro wrestling goes, these guys had all the freaking moves, and you know, I was disappointed with the call because I was, you know, going for Elias. Not only was I going for Elias, I picked Elias, and I was wrong.
I think that when I was watching this match, I thought I saw it as a world championship match. I didn't see it as an intercontinental championship match because they did so good.
Wow.
I saw it, yeah, and it should have been, because now I'm thinking that Braun Strowman's going to cash in on Brock Lesnar on a house show or something like that, whatever fucking independent appearance that happens, and then we're done with Brock Lesnar, you know what I mean? So Rollins is not needed to be anything but the Intercontinental Champion, but again, I think that Rollins should be in the world title picture, but who cares? Because this belt, this Intercontinental Championship belt, it is the title on Raw. It is the best title on Raw. And it is the constantly defended with five-star matches. Double L. Does it surprise you that Seth Rollins retained?
Not so much just because he's riding such an incredible wave right now of momentum. It doesn't surprise me. I was really glad to see Elias was in the hunt. I kind of pictured him maybe being in the hunt a little bit later after this ride starts to kind of dwindle down a little bit. But I think this is going to set up one hell of a feud for a very long time. These two, the way they hold themselves in the ring, the way both of them are so over right now, WWE can ride this feud for a while. And that's what I appreciate about it. And after hearing you guys talk about the match, man, I can't wait to watch it tomorrow. I absolutely can't wait.
It's good. It's really good. And Minister, I would suggest going back and watching the beginning of it because it was that good. A full match, like from the start, from Elias's whole shtick that he did, it was really good. And the crowd was behind him. Like it was quite good. And I liked it. Christian from Philadelphia, what did you think of Elias versus Seth Rollins?
It was great. Even though I was half right, I told you guys Seth Rollins was going to retain. I was right.
Well, I'm sure you were. We'll see tomorrow because I'll go back and listen to Fallout, and then we'll see who was right and who was wrong.
But we don't like
to
show off, though. We don't like
no,
to
we
goddamn
don't.
Show off, man.
Nah, I'm just messing with you guys.
I'm just messing with you, Christian.
I'm with everybody else. I thought that it was Elias's time, but I think that maybe at SummerSlam, you know what I mean? They go maybe you know he wins somehow in, or maybe at Extreme Rules, you know, it becomes a guitar match, you know, like whoever hits the other person over the head with a guitar wins. Right? Or something like that.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Well, yeah. I mean, like I said, they could ride the feud for a while and then have it culminate in SummerSlam where Elias eventually gets it. You know, maybe Lesnar's not going to be at SummerSlam because he won't be the champion at that point. And then you get...
You know what?
I mean, there's a lot of...
Actually,
they're actually opening
about
up
that.
A lot.
Yeah, I read something about that today, where they're thinking about where Lesnar is thinking about leaving again. His contract is coming up here real soon, and there's no question or there's no answer yet if he will be at SummerSlam. So that leads me to believe that, hey man, they might just pull the trigger. They might even throw him in Monday Night Raw coming up. They could bring him in just like that, all of a sudden, cash in or whatever it be.
I thought he'd resign. I thought that was the big, you know, thing after WrestleMania, is that he had actually resigned.
Well, now they're saying that his contract is due right before SummerSlam.
Oh,
is what they're saying.
I agree with you. After Extreme Rules, you're absolutely right. On a Monday Night Raw, Brock Lesnar's going to come, whatever, talk smack, and Braun Strowman's going to run him over with some kind of tractor trailer or something like that, and murder him live on the air. I think that's
going
to happen.
Where are they at tomorrow? Where are they at tomorrow? I mean, they were in Chicago tonight, so that tells me they're going to go along, you know, and take that path maybe to what's left after Chicago, Minneapolis. Isn't that where he's from, somewhere in that area?
I don't know, but are they going to do a quick cash in? Because
It would be great if they went out to his farm and cashed in on the fucking farm, dude. How epic would that be?
That's why I said a house show. Cash in on a fucking house show. Have Brock Lesnar show up at a fucking house show and cash in on that shit. Like, why the hell not? All right, so the Women's Money in the Bank ladder match was next. Amber Moon, Natalya, Sasha Banks, Alexa Bliss, Naomi, Charlotte Flair, Becky, and Lana. Lana was by far the most over, with Lana Day Chance going crazy. Becky Lynch was second. I thought Natalya was going to win, but when Alexa did win, the crowd went nuts. They went fucking crazy for Alexa Bliss. And you know what? Ask Alexa. Awesome. Minister of Sinister, what did you think of this Women's Money in the Bank?
I thoroughly enjoyed it. And, you know, I did not pick Alexa Bliss to win. However, once that she did win, it became obvious to me that she would be cashing in later on in the night. And sure enough, man. Oh, but nevertheless, though, Alexa Bliss winning the Money in the Bank, man, it was epic. I freaking loved it. It's, you know, I've been saying for a while now, somebody needs to freaking turn heel, like big time heel, on Monday Night Raw. And I think tonight, even though it was a Sunday night, but I still think tonight Alexa Bliss is that heel on Monday Night Raw. I mean, because we don't have a real man heel yet on Monday Night Raw. But Alexa Bliss is certainly a freaking diva or women or whatever the hell they want to call her. But she's a great heel right now. Loved it.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about that. Double L, I know you didn't get to see this, but Alexa obviously won because you saw the cash in. Where do we go from here? Is she feuding with Nia and Ronda now? Is this a triple threat at Extreme Rules, you think?
That, I actually was thinking that, because, you know, Alexa was screaming to Ronda, you're not ready for me, blah, blah, blah. So they're setting up something there. And, you know, Nia is not going to go away. That would be a hell of a triple threat. You think about it. You got a teeny little 5-foot thing. Then you've got Ronda Rousey, you know, former UFC champion. And then you've got the gigantic Nia Jax. What kind of Extreme Rules triple threat match could that possibly be? That would be intense.
It would probably be a stairs match, right? Because that they need that, right? A stairs match.
Hey, guys, but what about the match itself, though? I mean, freaking Naomi bouncing off, who was it that she bounced off the ropes? Oh, Sasha Banks slingshotted her off of the ropes into the freaking ladder. There were so many freaking spots in this match, man. I was marking out the whole night, man. This is far off. I mean, I'm almost
better
50
than
years
the
old.
Men's minister. Better than
yeah,
that
I'm
man.
I'm 50 years old, man. I've never seen women's wrestling the way it is right now, and thank God for that. I mean, it's freaking badass right now.
Minute, but But it was better than the men's one, right? I mean, it was there was a lot more spots.
Yeah, it was much more entertaining than the men's.
I think that they might have rushed that men's one a bit. And Double L, I suggest that you take a look. Kristen from Philadelphia, Alexa Bliss winning the women's Money in the Bank ladder match. Do you think this match was better than the men's one?
It was great. My real complaint is this. I don't know. I'm not mad that Alexa won. I'm mad because why did they took her off the belt in the first place? You know how much suffering we had to go through with this bullying angle crap? Why took the belt off her at WrestleMania at the first place then? That's all I have to say.
All right. And that's a good point because, you know, they took it off to just – but, again, I think they did it because they wanted the women's Money in the Bank to be a quick cash-in because last time it took nearly like 10 months. They wanted it to be quick. All right, so this next match, my God, they muted the booze. They muted the booze. They muted the booze. Roman Reigns says, well, I'm already a heel. I'm a heel. What do you want from me? I'm a heel. Yeah, dude. Listen, motherfucker, if you're a heel, why the hell are they muting the audience and muting the boos? If you're a heel, they're going to turn those fucking boos up. So you ain't no heel. They book you as a fucking babyface, and nobody cares. They shit on this match. I didn't care watching this match. The entire arena didn't give a shit watching this match. Jinder Mahal didn't give a shit. Nobody gave a shit watching this match. A four-year fucking failure. Minister of Sinister. Boo the fuck. Like what the hell is Vince thinking? Like his experiment failed. Roman Reigns versus Jinder Mahal.
Man, I have no idea what Vince is thinking on this, but God damn it! I mean, I have to imagine that it cannot be good. There's no way it can be good. How the fuck could it be good? I mean, I'm not even gonna entertain this. Because there's no way it can be good. I can't. I've always been a Roman Reigns freaking apologist. And I can't even fucking hide this shit. Obviously, tonight, you know what, T-Rock? And I have to say, man, you know, and when I saw them here just a couple of weeks ago, really, man, to me, it was kind of half and half. Yeah, there was booze, but there was a lot of confusion. It was like confusion. But over there in Chicago, man, there's no fucking confusion. And there's no doubt about it. They were hitting the fucking, you know, those mics that they have? They're called parabolic mics. It's the circle mic that you have. It looks like a freaking cone, like a reverse cone and shit. That's a parabolic mic. Those are the ones that catch the audience and shit. Those mics have got to be turned off when Roman Reigns comes on. Because, God damn it, man, in Chicago, it was straight up booze, but you could not hear them. And it was kind of crazy watching this shit.
It was silence,
totally,
right? There was like no reaction. Yes. It was like absolutely no fucking reaction for the guy.
And so it's like, what? There was no reaction all of a sudden for Roman Reigns? Come on. There's no freaking way.
He said on that interview, he said, I'm a heel. I'm already a heel. What more do you want from me? I'm a heel. You're not a
bullshit.
Fucking heel, dude. If they're going to mute
no,
your fucking audio.
No, he's not a heel, because if he was a heel, he would embrace that shit.
Yeah, and they wouldn't mute it. They would not mute that fucking audio, man.
So
if
yeah,
he was
a
heel,
was
a if
shit.
The company saw him as a heel, they would turn that shit up to 11. If they saw him, if they said he's a heel, we would hear the boos coming out the fucking arena. And they wouldn't say he's the most polarizing, and this is Chicago, it's crazy. They would say people hate Roman Reigns. People hate, you know.
And it was a bunch of freaking shit, man. The match was predictable. And I don't think anybody picked Jinder Mahal to win this match, even though we're not getting into our predictions tonight.
No, who cares? Nobody in the right mind thought that Jinder was going to win. At least he put a good effort forward. People were saying it was a good match. I didn't really care. And you couldn't hear the crowd. You couldn't, you know, they were taking care of beach balls. They were chanting for
CM Punk.
You
couldn't hear the crowd, yeah.
Because they were shitting on the match. Like, they were shitting. And Vince, It's denial, man. It's fucking, I don't know what it is. It has to be fucking denial. It has to be, well, I spent 4 years on this guy. We're going to push him until he's the moon. Like, what do you want, man? Nobody likes the guy. Yeah, he gets the tweens and the high-pitched cheers and shit from the young girls and the children and the women. But
damn,
you know what? That's not your fucking demographic, bro.
And if I spent 4 years on them, and if I'm going to give them the midgets, they've got to give me my beef. They've got to. By God, make it happen.
Double L.
Oh.
From listening to us, you can probably tell what the match was. What do you think? I mean, they obviously muted his audio. The crowd was just going apeshit nuts about everything other than the match. I mean, and Roman Reigns won.
Well, you know, I mean, we've been saying it from the start. Nobody was going to give a shit about this match. We don't know why. None of us knew why the match was even still on the card. It does absolutely nothing in any way for anybody. I mean, of course they're going to have Roman Reigns win. You know, I mean, Jinder Mahal's not going to win the match, but, you know, I'm not surprised at all that you know, that nobody gave a shit. We didn't give a shit. We didn't care that the match was going on. I mean, you know, I used to say that the women's championship match was always going to be, you know, that was a smoke break match. No, now it's anytime Roman Reigns is on the fucking TV screen. And that's how far this has fallen. And I don't know when they're going to recognize it. I don't know when they're going to see it, if ever. You know, I mean, maybe it's a merchandise thing. Maybe he's bringing in enough fucking merchandise money that they have to keep him on a fucking pay-per-view. I mean, obviously we'll get into more tomorrow, but I'm with you guys. You know, I didn't understand why this match was happening to begin with, because it does nothing but keep these two assholes and idiots and failed attempts at wrestlers on the TV screen. That's it. That's all it
they
does.
They were chanting, this match sucks. This match sucks. This match sucks. Yeah. So Roman Reigns, you're the golden boy, right? Boring. This match sucks. CM Punk. Let's go to Christian from Philadelphia. Christian, what did you think of the crowd's reaction and the muting of the boos?
The crowd needs to be entertained. That is the most important thing in a wrestling show. If they are not entertained, they will turn this match like a dime. Roman has gotten so down, they started seeing a chance. That's how fallen he's gotten. Everything about this is shit. And the worst part is, I don't think this fucking feud is over. I think this is going to continue. This is an abomination. Sorry.
No, go ahead, man. I'm just agreeing with you.
This is a fucked up thing. We've had enough of this. This is ass. And if he's already a heel like he claims to be, then he must be the most boring motherfucking heel I've ever fucking seen. Because he's doing the exact goddamn thing. I don't think he understands the difference between a heel and a face. A heel is supposed to mock his opponent, cheat, and becomes cowardly. A face is supposed to be badass, tough, and a role model. This motherfucker can't do none of this right. I'm sick of Roman. Fuck Vince for pushing this shit so long. And fuck the WWE for actually allowing this on fucking pay-per-view. Fuck this match. Fuck Jinder Mahal. Fuck Reigns. And this feud's gonna continue.
I have to say that.
Bravo. Bravo,
Christian. I have to say, though, you know, if Roman Reigns is eliciting this type of reaction out of people, I'm all for it. However, they're not utilizing it the way they need to, or the way they should be. They're not presenting it the way it's a false presentment on their part. They need to embrace the shit, you know, or something. I don't know. But he is eliciting reaction, though.
But that's the problem. That's the big problem, is that they're ignoring the reaction. They're trying to mute the reaction. Like, if you just let the dude be a fucking heel, I'm telling you. People hate him anyway. And if he does stupid shit and spits on some kid or takes the basketball like Ted DiBiase did as the kid was going to make the money and toss it away, fucking people will hate Roman Reigns. They'll fucking Molotov cocktail his fucking
they
hotel
fuck
room.
Themselves, they fucked themselves into a corner, though, by not putting Roman Reigns in fucking SmackDown in the goddamn draft. Is where they fuck themselves, because then he could be working against people like Daniel Bryan and shit, and people, you know, he's going to get the booze. Imagine if he did some heinous shit to Daniel Bryan, the kind of instant freaking heat that they could throw on him. But no, he's still Vince McMahon's project, and as long as he's going to be that, you know, I guess we have no hope.
Double L, Double L, they were chanting tonight, "Let's go Cena, Cena sucks," in Roman Reigns' match.
Brutal.
You know, here's something really scary, guys. I'm just going to leave this last thought on this whole Roman Reigns thing. I would not be surprised if Vince McMahon, in his infinite wisdom, if you want to call it that, has Roman turn full-blown heel by fucking over Seth Rollins and the Intercontinental Championship. I'm terrified to see if that happens.
That'd be cool. I mean, you know, something
for
him to do.
Man, I would love it. I would love it.
Well, that terrifies me only because of what the Intercontinental Championship has become on Raw. It's the championship.
Then if they throw it on him and leave it on him for freaking 7 or 8 months or whatever, you know, it's good. It's okay. But if they're just going to throw it on him on hot potato, it's for nothing.
That's my point, because I don't think they know what to do with him anymore, because
it's
he's getting so
thinking,
much heat.
Though. They're not going to do it. They've had so many chances to do it, and they're not going to fucking do it. Like, I don't know, like, what do you want? Like, why don't you do
they
it?
They should
like,
have done them here on 2015.
If he says he's a heel, book him like a fucking heel. Hey, don't book him like an underdog babyface. You can't make the guy a heel, and he's an underdog fucking babyface against the heel. Like,
And what would be the problem with him carrying a freaking, universe or a... a goddamn Intercontinental Championship with him for a freaking 9, 10, 11 months, even freaking a year and a half. That would make him so much more hated, but yet he's still making the title prestigious. But no, everything they've done with Roman Reigns booking-wise has been fucked up. And I've been a Roman Reigns apologist far too freaking long. I mean, I can't even do it anymore.
Vince is stubborn. He's stubborn. He. It's his project. He's like, they're gonna like him. They'll like him no matter what. Let's go put him
he
back in the shoes.
He ruined the United States Championship.
All right, let's move on. Let's move on from Roman Reigns, because the Beach Balls of the world deserve their attention. The next match was Asuka versus Carmella, and of course, in the end, Asuka's twin with the mask came out. Asuka was mesmerized, and it turned out to be James Ellsworth and Carmella
Who
retained.
Called that? Who called James Ellsworth? Wasn't that you, T-Rock?
I don't know. You'll have to tune in tomorrow on Monday Night Fallout to find out who called James Ellsworth. But Carmella retained, and now Asuka has another loss and was pinned by Carmella. Minister of Sinister, what are your thoughts on this women's match?
I actually enjoyed it. I enjoyed what they're doing with Carmella. I think Carmella has earned her keep as far as being a shit talker. But you know what, though? Tonight, she held her own, man. She had some good moves. What about that freaking submission move that she put on Asuka? It's so new that I can't even say the fucking name of it. That's how freaking new it is. But go back and look if you didn't watch. She did a freaking submission move on Asuka that was off the freaking chart, man. And it was badass. And you know what? Carmella, she's going places. As much as, you know, I don't really care for her. I don't really care for her. But she has won me over. And people that win me over like that, they stick around with me, man. They resonate. They resonate. And to me, she's freaking, right now, Carmella is just oozing with fucking charisma.
Mella
ready for
is money.
Whatever comes. Yes, 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 indeed.
Double L. James Ellsworth returns and Carmella retains. What are your thoughts?
Well, it wasn't a huge surprise to me, but my only concern with it is there. I'm a huge Asuka fan. I really am. I'm really worried that they're not utilizing Asuka. I mean, she's now. They booked her as undefeated, and I mean, her match with Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania was epic. You know, nobody will ever be able to deny that. But I mean, when are they going to finally put the strap on her? I mean, don't you guys agree that she's deserved having the belt? I mean,
Double L, I do.
I don't know.
Personally,
I mean,
do agree. However, there are some people that are great like that, and they have a different role, and their role is not to be the top guy or the top girl, the top woman, the top diva, whatever the hell you want to call it. That's not their role. Their role is to enhance other people. In fact, their role is to enhance the top people, and that's exactly what freaking Asuka has been doing the whole time she's been in WWE. So to me, it's consistent. I really thought that she was going to win tonight, though. I really did.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah.
No, actually, no. I did go with Carmella on a dirty move. I had no idea that this freaking James Ellsworth was coming back. In fact, I thought that it was bullshit that he was coming back when I heard that he was coming back. But then, sure enough, there he fucking was with a Japanese mask and wearing a coat and all that shit.
I don't. Well, we'll have to see tomorrow night. But I don't think any of us picked Asuka to win. I don't think. I think there might have been one of us or somebody, and we'll find out tomorrow, Monday Night Fallout, right after Raw at the Overrun, and you can tune in on the World Generation Podcast Network and find out who is right, who is wrong, and of course, Minister changed his mind on his show in the middle of the week because he always does that.
Not on this match, though. However, I did have one person, only one person, was right on the Asuka versus Carmella match, and you can tune in to Fatal 4-Way Radio on Thursday to find out who that one person was.
The number two show on the World Generation Podcast Network. The number two show.
Yeah, you know what? Only because I gave up that information. But you know what? It is well deserved, man. Monday Night Fallout, Money in the Bank Fallout has taken its rightful place as the flagship show on the World Generation Podcast Network.
Book. And you know what? What I've learned from all of this is neither one of our shows needed those backdoor buddies over there, whatever they were doing in their backdoor. We don't need the back door. You know what? You want to take it in the back door? Why don't you go somewhere else? Double L, James Ellsworth.
I'm not surprised he came back. I mean, he was with Carmella for so damn long. You know, I mean, why wouldn't he? And this is the perfect time for him to come back. So I'm not surprised, L, at all. You know, so I really don't have a feeling about that in particular either way because I can't. Because I'm not surprised.
And it looks like this is going to keep Carmella as the champion for a while, right? Because
yeah,
but is he a one-off thing, or is he going to be around?
I don't know.
Christian
seems to
have some insight. Maybe let's ask Christian what he thinks, because he seems to have a lot of insight.
Christian, what are your thoughts on James Ellsworth, and is he going to stick around?
I think he's going to stick around SummerSlam.
And then he's going to go, and then what, you know, he's going to get injured? Is that what you think? Or I think he should be
maybe
the women's champion.
Maybe
like,
he'll
he's
coach
already,
Sorry.
No, I was just saying because he's already intergender champion.
Yeah, I think I'm going to WrestleCorp right now. I'm going to WrestleCorp.com right now. So anybody out there listening wants to chat with me, go to WrestleCorp right now.
Go ahead,
Christian. I think he's going to inadvertently cost Carmella the title. Inadvertently.
Maybe at SummerSlam, yeah. Or something.
That makes sense.
Here's the thing. Asuka will win the title, but I think she's going to win it as a heel.
You know what? That sounds feasible, though, and plausible. The whole thing about what to say is costing her the match inadvertently. It really does. But the other part of the heel or whatever, I don't know about all that.
You don't think Asuka's going to be...
That kind of makes sense. I kind of like that because Asuka's kind of always been... I hate to use the term lone wolf because of that, you know, balding asshole, Corbin. But she's kind of always been her own thing. You know, she doesn't really need anybody else to be her. So as a heel, it can make perfect sense, and she can make that work. That's the point. She can make that work really well.
All right, well, let's move on. Let's talk about the second match of the night, AJ Styles versus Nakamura. Now, this match started off slow, but by God, man, like, this match was probably, I would say, their best match to date. The best match these two fuckers have had to date. Minister of Sinister, AJ Styles versus Nakamura. Like, what did it go, 40 minutes? Like, what do you think
Damn
of this
it.
Match?
Did we not talk about this already? Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't know how long it was. I don't know if it was. Was it freaking 40 minutes? I don't know. But it was a long time, and it was a badass freaking match. And you know what? Dude, that freaking Nakamura, man, he is a stiff-working motherfucker, man. Those boots he put to the face of AJ Styles, man, those were freaking real. You could hear them. Boom! Just like this. You hear that shit? You hear that? Like that, man. That's how you can hear that shit on his face, man. And they were badass. Everything was freaking badass. That match was badass. I love that freaking match. Hard-hitting match, man. Those guys left it all out there in the freaking ring. And again, this match did not headline. The WWE title has not headlined a show for God knows how long, okay? And that is completely wrong of WWE for doing that. This is their freaking prize title. They should be showcasing it. And this is also Shinsuke Nakamura versus AJ Styles, which was done already in Japan. But no, because it's already been done, Vince McMahon, and I've been a Vince McMahon apologist for far too fucking long, but God damn it, man. Because it's already been done, this match gets fucking swept under the fucking rug, two or three matches before the fucking the finish of the pay-per-view. Get the fuck out of here. This was the match of the night. It was a badass fucking match, and I was appalled at the positioning that they placed this match.
They're always going to put it real shitty. Mario Brothers NXT in WrestleCorp says AJ Styles versus Nakamura for the championship was awesome. Happy that these two finally had an excellent match. Double L, you actually saw this match. What did you think of this match? No, you didn't.
I did not. I did not come in until the very end of the Nia Jax Ronda Rousey match. So I was really bummed that I missed this one. Yeah. I mean, obviously, I'm seeing the results. So I knew what it was. I can't wait to watch this match. Now, the result, I'm on the fence about. Maybe watching the match will help me kind of change my thoughts on the result. Maybe Nakamura is one of those guys that can hold his own, you know, without needing the title. But I'm worried about where he's going to fall now. I was positive they were going to put the strap on Nakamura after this match. I was positive because they almost kind of had to. So I'm anxious to see the match because I think that once I see how it all came out, I'll be very happy with it.
Well, and I think that we all thought that Nakamura was going to win. Christian, what did you think about this match? Was this better than the Elias Rollins match?
This match was excellent, but deep down in my heart, I knew Nakamura was never going to win. They have booked Nakamura to look like a loser. They're saying to you, the viewers, that either as a face, he can't win the title, or as a heel, he can't win the title. All this buildup, and it's completely unjustified. They're saying to you that Nakamura cannot be AJ Styles. Nakamura got buried. Not buried for real, but you know what I mean. Like, how is anyone going to take Nakamura seriously now? This feud kind of ruined both guys, because this feud just made both guys look like idiots, in my opinion. Because AJ kept getting low-blowed, and Nakamura kept on losing. So did this feud make anyone look good? Not really. It just made them both look like geeks, in my opinion. But the match was excellent.
I think Nakamura, he took a lot of punishment, though. I mean, you know, he looked really good and credible. It's just he's not a winner. He's not a champion now. And I don't know if that means that he goes against Jeff Hardy now and he becomes the U.S. champion and they drop him down the card a little bit, or he still faces AJ Styles at he's like, oh, last time, Extreme Rules, a nut-punching match. We punch nuts until the last nut standing. Last ball standing match, right?
I think he's going to feud with Daniel Bryan.
No.
Who, Nakamura?
Daniel Bryan is about to go into a feud with The Miz. They're going to pull the trigger on that shit immediately. They pulled Cass out of the picture because Cass ain't worth the shit. And you know what? The freaking... It's always said that the best shit drips down, right? It always drips down, and that's The Miz. And he's dripping down right now, and they're going to go ahead and pull the trigger with Miz and Daniel Bryan. Book that shit.
And Samoa Joe, AJ Styles, Samoa Joe. That's the next feud I would bet. Samoa Joe, AJ Styles. I'm saying Nakamura is going for Jeff Hardy. I think that he's going to go for the U.S. title now. He's the good heel, and he'll probably take it off of Hardy and be the U.S. He's a Japanese.
Sorry about his luck. Sorry about Big Cass's luck. Go ahead.
But think about it. Think about it this way. Nakamura's Japanese, right? And he's a heel. So who better to win the U.S. championship than a Japanese dude who's a heel? Like, he's going to drop down the card. Like, that's
Love
what's going to happen. But we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk about the last two matches real quick, and then we'll end the night. 619-924-0815. If you guys want to go to WrestleCorp.com, everybody's over there talking. We're chatting. And then don't forget, tomorrow night, Monday Night Fallout, we will be here, and I will bust out the predictions, and we'll see if we were right or we were wrong. Okay, so we'll be back after this on the World Generation Podcast Network. Monday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. In association with Bud's Backroom, the greatest wrestling podcast, Monday Night Fallout returns with T-Rock Plutonium, Loverboy Langloy, Minister of Sinister, and special appearances by the Wolfpack, Hollywood Cavey, and more. Plus the rebirth of the IWC. Stay tuned on the World Generation Podcast Network. Monday nights will never be the same again.
You're listening to the World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
you're untouchable.
Word life. This is basic thugonomics. This is basic thugonomics. Word life. I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me. Word life. This is basic thugonomics. Word life. I'm untouchable.
I just realized I need to change that damn commercial because it has the Backdoor Buddies and it has Cavey, who doesn't exist in our world anymore. He has become Jamari. Him and Jamari can eat a lot of dicks. Like Jamari and his game cock and Cavey and his neckbeard. No longer around.
Stop it. Stop it. Damn it. Really?
Our ratings have increased since he's left. So good. Fuck him. You don't want to come on the show?
You know what?
I remember
he used to have that over. He used to have that over this show. He had that over this show. He was like, yeah, man, when I'm on, the ratings are up. The ratings are up. But shit, he hasn't been on in a while. And you know what? In this business, it's what have you done for me lately?
What have you done for me lately? All right. So let's move on now to Ronda Rousey looking nice in those pants versus Nia Jax. Now, I totally forgot that Alexa Bliss had the briefcase, but I called it last week. I thought it was going to be Natalya doing it, but it was Alexa, and Alexa cashed in on Nia, which makes perfect sense if you think about it. So Alexa's the new women champion. Ronda Rousey still has her victory, and Nia Jax...
Oh my god, I'm Nia. I'm going to beat you. I'm going to win, and we're going to have a match. Minister of
Finisher.
Oh my god, what are we going to do?
And then I'm going to finish her, because you see, I'm going to drop this big boot, and I'm going going to be wet when I do it.
What did you think about this one here?
Oh man. Well, you know what? I have two witnesses here in the household right now that can verify that I said when freaking Alexa Bliss won the goddamn women's Money in the Ladder Bank match.
Money in the ladder bank.
Money in the ladder. Whatever the hell. When
how much booze
freaking,
have you had? Have you had as many booze as Roman Reigns? Have you had
a
Roman Reigns?
When she won the freaking case and changed everything, and I said that here, I said, "No, this changes everything. This means that tonight, freaking Ronda Rousey's gonna fucking somehow win over Nia Jax and shit." And what the face is going to cash in. Either Nia Jax, I had said this, Nia Jax will probably lose by disqualification, or no, Nia Jax will lose, she'll get pinned somehow, or she'll tap out, and then she'll get so fucked up about it that she'll beat up Ronda Rousey, and then what's her face will come and cash in on Ronda Rousey, is how I had predicted the scenario. However, it went down a little bit different. But nevertheless, Alexa Bliss came out on top with the championship tonight, which I predicted here in the household. But, of course, last week on paper, I predicted something totally different. And even on Fatal 4-Way Radio, I predicted something totally different. And you can go back and listen to that shit whenever you want on demand. But nevertheless,
we'll find out.
It was a good match.
We'll find out tomorrow on Monday Night Fallout. Exactly
you
what you said. I would have done it tonight, but I want everybody to wonder and think and tune in tomorrow
right?
and say,
what did these assholes?
Yeah, what did these assholes think was going to happen? And were they right? Or were they wrong? You know.
There had to be a few assholes that were right.
Somebody was right.
Batman.
L, you actually saw this match. Finally, Double L has come back to TV. All right. So, what did you think of Nia versus Ronda?
You know, I gotta say, man, we've been giving Ronda Rousey a lot of shit. We have. Let's admit it. We've been giving her a lot of shit about, can she hack it? Can she do this? Is it too soon? Yada, yada, yada. Man, she didn't look bad. She looked pretty damn good in the ring. I mean, I think
she was
winning.
She was great. Double
yeah,
L.
She's...
Let me interrupt. Yes.
Yeah,
she
go ahead.
She was fantastic, dude. I could not believe how good she was. I was totally shocked by how good she was selling and how good she was on her delivery and her timing and shit. I was like, I was flabbergasted. I was like, holy fuck, get the fuck out of here. I was completely shocked. So go ahead, Double L. Go ahead. Finish it out.
No, I mean, you're right. She was selling the moves. You know, I mean, she was doing it in the right way. I mean, it was a pretty decent match considering she was in there with the behemoth. That is Nia Jax. I mean, she did a pretty damn good job. I mean, I got to give her – she's going to get that belt on her pretty soon, you know. And I got to say, I'm actually kind of intrigued now to see potential match of Ronda Rousey and Alexa Bliss. I think that would be a really interesting match to watch.
Yes.
I mean, she is proving herself to be legit. And which is the one thing that we have been talking about nonstop is this woman going to be legit? I think she just proved herself tonight to be legit.
And
so,
then you know what? I think it's also brilliant that they're going to put her, because she's still weak on the mic. She's weak on the mic. But they'll put her with Alexa Bliss, who can carry her on the mic and deliver, you know, all the bullshit. And all she has to do is stand in the ring and look cute and pretty and be
No, here's what's going to happen.
Brilliant.
Minister, they're going to be in, you know, Alexa's going to be cutting her promo, Ronda's going to be there, and we're going to hear all of a sudden, oh my God, Alexa and Ronda, I'm still my rematch.
No.
Where's my rematch?
No.
I need a rematch.
Stop.
Where's my rematch? Christian.
Can you do the Australian guy real quick?
Spirit Nikki. All right, let's go right to Christian in Philadelphia. Christian in Philadelphia. All right, let's just take a listen to what you want to say right now, and we're gonna talk about it. Cause I'm up my dingo and I got my babies and I'm doing whatever I do, taking a big dick up the ass. Cause my name is Craig Love and I run a fucked up piece of shit and his name is Jamari. All right, Christian.
Oh my God. Stop.
What do you got?
Oh, shit.
Christian, what did you think of Ronda?
The match is okay. Nia Jax is the female version of Roman Reigns, so fuck her. I'm glad the title's off that match. That's that bitch that choked on a sandwich. She looks like she ate something out of the fucking catering. She looks like a fat whale. A fat whale that died out of the fucking beach.
Wow.
How do you really feel?
I'm loving this kid more and more every single week, man. I'm loving it.
God damn it.
Go fuck herself. I hate that bitch.
Go fuck herself.
You know what?
All right.
God.
Her and what's her name? Ruby Riott could be the Freaks of Nature. That's their tag team name. The Freaks of Nature.
Oh man. You gotta put Bailey in there, but with her Mr. Magoo, right? So you got Mr. Magoo, Beaky, and the Jello pudding,
ladies and gentlemen, I implore you, the thoughts and opinions of the people on our show, they're their own. They do not represent World Generation Podcast Network. Dear God,
doesn't she remind you of the Kool-Aid man? She reminds you of the Kool-Aid man, right? She pops through the wall,
man.
And she's like,
Oh yeah!
If the Kool-Aid man saw her, she'll say, "Oh no!
Oh no!"
No.
All right. Let's go to the final match. of the night, which we kind of got. I feel like they rushed it. It was the men's Money in the Bank. We found out that Kofi Kingston was going to be in it, and Braun Strowman won after getting buried by in some ladders, and Kevin Owens got thrown off of a ladder, and a whole lot of other shit happened. But I'm telling you, the women's match was better. But Braun Strowman is Money in the Bank winner. Minister of Sinister, what do you think of this?
Well, I think it's, very strange. I don't feel that Braun Strowman needs the Money in the Bank, case. But you know what? They might do something crazy, like all of a sudden, next week or tomorrow night, he calls out Braun Strowman for next week. And, he calls out Brock Lesnar for the following week. But Brock Lesnar's no coward. So he comes out the following week, and, somehow there's a cash-in, boom, boom, boom. And just like that, the title's off of fucking Brock Lesnar after beating CM Punk's record. And that's already in their pocketbook, and I think, that's really all they wanted. So, who knows?
You're absolutely right. That's why, that's why they kept Brock with the title for so long, to break CM Punk's record, to get him back for the lawsuit, and for saying whatever he did about Dr. Maroon cartoon or whatever. And then they put the briefcase on Braun Strowman because they have to get the title off of Brock instantly, right? So they needed to find somebody who could be reasonably attack him from behind, run him over with a truck, and just kill him and murder him and take the title. And,
he's going to be the guy. It's going to be revealed that Braun Strowman was the guy that was carrying off CM Punk from his fight, from his UFC fight to the hospital. Because CM Punk took a fucking beating. And it's going to be revealed that the guy that was driving him in the ambulance was CM Punk, or was Braun Strowman. And he eats fucking CM Punk right there for dinner.
Just eat him. Well, yeah, he's a skinny fat ass, right? He's a vanilla midget. He's a vanilla midget. Come on, say it, Minister. He's a vanilla midget.
He's a vanilla midget. God damn it. It's just
there you go.
I'm back. Oh, my God, I'm back. He's a fucking vanilla midget. Oh, my God. I've been wearing this fucking mask for far too long. But I'm back now, baby. I'm back. And fucking Daniel Bella, fuck him. He won, yes, but he's going to be taken out against The Miz, and I'm going to love every fucking second of it.
Minister of Sinister going old school tonight on Fallout. Double L, so you saw this match. What do you think of Braun Strowman having the briefcase?
I'm with Minister. I mean, they didn't need to put the briefcase on Braun in order to have – it just wasn't necessary, I don't think. I mean, because Braun Strowman, on any given Raw, could have come out and said, Lesnar, I want you, and boom, it's a done deal. You know, they didn't need to validate it with the briefcase. But since that is the route that they chose – I'm liking what you guys are saying. He comes out one Raw and says, Lesnar, get your ass out here right now. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. The belt is finally off that fucking Lesnar. And we have a champion that is going to come out and fight every fucking week. Finally, for the first time in how many goddamn months? You know, and it's going to make the championship actually somewhat relevant again. I mean, I think Strowman's going to be the savior of Raw. I really, really do.
And you know what, Double O? I have to say, man. The thing about this shit is, it doesn't even have to be week after fucking week, okay? But goddamn it, at least keep the shit real about 30 freaking days, okay?
Yeah.
That shit has been in the books for goddamn how many fucking years, and they have totally shit on the 30-day rule with Brock fucking Lesnar. And you know what? That fucking sucks, man.
Well, you know, and see, one of the things that I do is I go back and I watch pay-per-views. I'm in the middle of 2006 right now. And, you know, they make the championship actually something important. And with that on Lesnar, it's been unimportant. Frankly, I think that's why Reigns failed, because all they had with him was constantly coming out every week whining and moaning. That's why Roman Reigns failed in the last, 6 months. And so make the championship worth something again, and you might actually have a show people will want to watch, and the ratings might actually go up. And you're right, it doesn't have to be every week, but with Braun Strowman, it will be. And that's the thing. It will be. And then you got to take the pressure off Seth Rollins. He can start doing some other shit and maybe make a championship run at that point, because they can't take the belt off Rollins because he is Raw right now, because it's all they've got. You put that belt on Strowman by finally getting it off that asshole Lesnar, and you've got a show that you can actually work with. That's my ending thought on that.
Well, and then you got Roman Reigns coming saying, well, I really won the title, so I get my first shot. So you got Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman at SummerSlam for the title, right? And then Braun Strowman beats Roman Reigns again because, or whatever. Christian, what do you think of Braun Strowman as your Money in the Bank winner?
It's okay, but I just got a stroke of genius that will fix all of our problems. Braun Strowman comes out in the main event segment on Raw, calls out Brock Lesnar. Braun Strowman beats the living hell out of Brock Lesnar. And when Braun Strowman is about to cash in, who comes out in the crowd but Roman Reigns, spearing Braun Strowman, stopping him from cashing in, and then spearing Brock Lesnar. Finally turning heel and costing Braun Strowman to cash in, stopping the cash in. Then you go on Extreme Rules, and you have Braun Strowman put up his briefcase against Roman Reigns. Braun Strowman wins, for Roman Reigns attacks Braun. And then you cash in on Lesnar later on. So that turns Roman heel, and Braun still Money in the Bank.
I still think this heel turn is wishful thinking. I think Roman Reigns is never going to turn heel. I don't think he's ever going to be, because they know that the kids and the women love him and that they buy his merchandise. And as much as everybody else hates him, because
they're
he's number one merch,
they're never going to book him as the heel. They're never going to book Roman Reigns as the freaking heel.
Yeah,
no,
well,
we want it.
I mean, I like your idea, Christian. I really do, but the one problem with that is this. It keeps the goddamn championship on Lesnar. They have got to get it off him. That should be their number one priority. So I love your idea, but they've got to get the strap off of Lesnar first. They have to.
All right.
They really do. So that's my thought on that. But I like your idea, Christian, a lot.
All right.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that is Money in the Bank Fallout. For tonight. Let's get our final show reviews. Let's get our ratings and our show reviews, and we'll end the show. And then if you guys want to know tomorrow night what our real predictions were, we'll play our game that we always play, where we write or how wrong were we, and we'll also do Name That Tune wrestling theme songs. But Minister of Sinister, What is your rating for Money in the Bank, and what are your final thoughts?
Well, you know, I thought Money in the Bank 2018. I missed some of the matches with Daniel Bryan and Big Cass and shit. Bobby
that was a
Lashley,
good match.
Sami Zayn. Yeah, I missed some of those matches, but I did catch the Seth Rollins and Elias match, and that right there, boom. Man, that was a phenomenal freaking match. And then also with AJ Styles and Nakamura, god damn it, man. How could you not like this match? How could you not be entertained by this match? Those two matches right there carried the shit for me. The rest of it was like icing on top. And shit, and there was plenty of icing on top with the whole thing with Alexa Bliss and shit. Man, that was freaking wicked. The Ronda Rousey and Nia Jax. I thought, you know what? I thought Ronda Rousey put on an epic performance tonight. Far better than what I expected her to. You know what? I didn't have expectations, is what the thing is. I did not have expectations, but shit, really, I had set limitations. So I had set a glass ceiling. But you know what? Ronda Rousey just, boom, shattered everything I thought she could do. I thought she was fucking brilliant tonight. And, man, I'm going to have to give this pay-per-view an 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. Wow. That's pretty good. Double L.
I was highly entertained.
What is your... Highly entertained, Double L. What do you think? And I know you didn't get to see it, but from hearing about it, what would you give it? And what are your thoughts?
What I'll do is I'll give my initial impression, and then I'll give my true rating tomorrow night on Monday Night Fallout after I watch the pay-per-view tomorrow during the day. But I've got to go strictly off of what I did see and what the results were and then kind of what I heard. So I'm going to start it right now at about a 6, only because I haven't seen the IC Championship match. I haven't seen AJ Nakamura. I haven't seen the actual Women's Money in the Bank match yet. So I'm going to go with a 6 right now based off results and the little bit that I saw and what I heard. I agree with Minister Rousey. She's making the statement she needs to make. I love that. Alexa Bliss catching in. I thought that was great.
Double L, the women, man. Yeah. The women are just doing phenomenal, man. There's no way any other group of women has ever done this great in WWE.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that. Women's wrestling, man, we shit on it a lot. I know that we do on individual matches. But overall, the women in the WWE right now, goddamn, they could whoop any of our asses any given moment of any given day because they are that badass, and I love it.
Yeah, they could.
And I would gladly allow Becky Lynch to kick my ass anytime she wanted. But anyway, I digress. T-Rock, back to you.
All right, and Christian, what are your thoughts and your rating for tonight's pay-per-view?
Money in the Bank and Monday Night Raw is night and day. One show is great. The other is stool. It's stool. So just to be a dick to Vince McMahon and Monday Night Raw, 10 out of 10.
Oh, 10
damn.
Out of 10. Oh, wow. That's pretty cool. 10 out of 10. But you can always get more. You give Raw a 0 out of 10. So very interesting. I'm going to give the pay-per-view tonight, I think it's an 8 out of 10. I thought that the Daniel Bryan big cast match was better than I thought. The ending was very different than I thought it was going to be. A lot of the endings were. The Women's Money in the Bank match was really good. The pre-show match was awesome. It was a really good fucking match. And I think Ronda Rousey did a good job. I think Elias, his before the match was awesome, and the match itself was great. AJ Styles and Nakamura was a fucking instant classic. I mean, yeah, the Men's Money in the Bank might have been rushed, but it looked pretty good to me. We didn't get to hear it, but that's great, because who gives a shit? Michael Cole. And then Alexa cashed in. I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10, so that's my opinion. All right, guys, so it looks like we have reached the end of our show tonight. I'll let everybody close themselves out, and let's start reverse order. Christian from Philadelphia, I'm sure we'll see you tomorrow, but close yourself out, and if you have a Twitter or anything to plug, go ahead and plug it.
All right, I actually have two questions before I exit out. One, what happened to Bray Wyatt and Matt Hardy's match? And two, have you heard that Triple H is interested in doing a New Japan Pro Wrestling versus WWE?
Yes, and I think that they're going to be at the compound in a week, in, you know, maybe Extreme Rules. They'll do a compound match for the tag team tie. That's what I think. But I don't think it'll ever happen. Triple H wants to do it, but Vince is against it. So, we'll find out more information, and we'll figure it out tomorrow. But ladies and gentlemen, our good friend Christian, Philadelphia. You got to tune in tomorrow night to see if he gives Raw a 0 out of 10 again. Because the last 2 weeks, he's given Raw a 0 out of 10. All right, Double L, anything to close yourself out?
Yep, I just want to say, you know, first and foremost, Christian, I am really glad you've joined the show. I love your commentary, man. You've really helped us, you know, in a great way. So bravo to you, my friend. I'm glad you're here. But, since I didn't really see a whole lot of the show, I'm intrigued to see it tomorrow and provide maybe a bit more, you know, tomorrow on Monday Night Fallout. But, you know, to anybody who did listen tonight, Mario Brothers INXT, thanks for joining us on WrestleCorp. We hope to see you guys tomorrow night on Monday Night Fallout. We're having a fucking great time talking wrestling week over week over week. It's getting more and more fun. And so I hope you guys keep joining us. Have people come listen in. We'd love to hear more people's opinions on it. Thank you guys very much, and we'll chat with you all tomorrow on Monday Night Fallout, 9 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, during the overrun of Raw. Peace out.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Double L, Loverboy, Langloy, Happy Father's Day, buddy.
You too, brother. You too.
All right, Minister, what do you have to say to close yourself out and plug your shit?
Yeah, why not? They always keep telling me to plug my shit and this and that, okay? Minister Sinister, check me out on Thursday's Fatal 4-Way Radio. That's at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 Eastern. Okay, also check me out on Monday Night Fallout, and that's immediately after Raw, during the overrun, no less. Usually there's a match going on, and we're talking shit on the air, so fucking call it. Fucking call us. Yeah, call us while we're doing that, because we're on the air. And you know what? If you want to be on the air with us, you're more than welcome to do so. Call us.
Live.
Goddamn,
listen,
number.
Minister of Sinister, we're live and we take calls. There are other shows out there. They're
That's
not
right.
live. They're live, but they don't take calls. We take calls. Some of them aren't
this
live.
This show takes calls.
Yeah.
Fuck. And you know what? But you know what? That's not the only thing. What I want you to do, too, man, is I want you to listen to our network. I want you to check out our network, and I want you to check out specifically the show that we have on Sunday nights. It's not airing tonight because of wrestling, you know, because somehow wrestling takes precedence over this show, but it's the greatest talk show. God damn it, man. Check it out on Sunday nights. Man, a couple of weeks ago, they were talking about weed, and then they were talking about death and shit, and they talk about fucking conspiracies, government conspiracies, and all kinds of crazy shit, man. So you know what? If you want to talk about that kind of shit, tune in Sunday nights especially, man. That, to me, you know what? Right now, Monday Night Fallout, or tonight in particular, Money in the Bank Fallout, is the flagship show. But to me, I really would like to see you guys tuning in. Listen, tune in. Just because you're listening to a wrestling show doesn't mean you can't expand your minds and listen to some other shit. Because who is that guy? It's fucking
Hollywood Tony
Hollywood.
P.
Hollywood Tony fucking P, man. That guy. He's got that other show. And then he's got that other show, too, with the comedian, Mike Santor. That's on
That's
Tuesday
a good show,
night.
Right?
So
you like that show.
Yes. That is a good show, man. And you know what? It's just badass things going on right here in the World Generation Podcast Network. Tune in, man. Tune in. That's all I got. All
right. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Minister of and I am T-Rock Plutonium. I'd like you guys to join us tomorrow night for Monday Night Fallout, where we talk about Monday Night Raw, and we will go in depth on our predictions of what we thought was going to happen on Money in the Bank and what actually did happen. We'll play Name That Tune with wrestling theme songs. It's an awesome show. We talk smack about Raw. We talk about WWE. It's really good. So you guys are going to join us tomorrow. And the whole panel will be there, except KV, who's off sucking some game cock somewhere with his neck beard. And then you got to tune in on Tuesday, Hollywood Tony P and Mike Santori. He's about to be let into the Mall of America. He's been banned from the Mall of America after his arrest. And they're going to go live from the Mall of America July 11th. That's going to be awesome. The first time he's in the Mall of America. So you don't want to miss that. Thursday, Fatal 4-Way Radio, Minister of Sinister, the number 2 show on the World Generation Podcast Network. Don't forget to rank you very much with Joe Bates. If you haven't listened to that show, it's really interesting how they do it, what it is, and it's on the network. So you guys want to hear that. And, of course, next Sunday, the greatest talk show will return with some interesting topic. I'm sure time travel or some metaphysical crap or whatever. But everything, and there's a whole bunch of shit going on the World Generation Podcast Network. You want to listen to it. But for now, for Double L, for Christian, for Minister of Sinister, for the Wolf Pack, and for everybody else out there, thank you guys for joining us. Thank you guys for listening. And I am T-Rock Plutonium. Why? Because it's what makes time travel possible. If you smell what T-Rock is cooking, and we will see you guys tomorrow night on Monday Night Fallout on the World Generation Podcast Network. Be there.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.